Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot of news for you that we need to pack in. A lot of news. A lot of us have chronic fatigue, right? Tired. How many of you are tired right now? I could take a nap right now. Just let me go to bed. Give me a pillow. Give me a blankie. Let me get all cuddly. I'm ready to go to sleep right now. Well, they say that if you scan a brain of someone like me or you or whatever that claims they have chronic fatigue, we have abnormalities in our brain. Oh, goody. Also, we come to find out that if we drink 3 glasses of milk a day, especially women, that's bad for us now. It can actually increase our chance of death drinking more than 3 glasses of milk a day. I hate the taste of milk, so that's not a problem. Then for those of us that suffer from anxiety and think we need to pop a pill when we're in a very, very anxiety-provoking moment, we may be able to just run over to the local pharmacy and get some Tylenol, because they found that just popping a Tylenol could prevent someone's anxiety. Then we have, I'm not done yet. The scientists have discovered a blood test that may be able to predict if you or I are going to have Alzheimer's 20 years from now. So if we could predict having Alzheimer's 20 years before it happens, imagine the implications of that. And then the nurse is back in Maine, the nurse who had treated Ebola patients, an aid worker, that, and again, God bless her for everything she's done, but she is now bucking the quarantine, threatening to sue again in Maine. And now, I guess, Maine State Police have been stationed outside her house. Is she a hero or being a royal pain in the butt? So, as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you see what Chris Christie did, okay? We all saw that coming. All right? 33-year-old Ebola nurse Casey Hickok. She doesn't have Ebola, but she was a nurse, and everyone's calling her the Ebola nurse because she was the one that was helping treat patients with Ebola. She comes back from her mission. And rather than get to go home in her cuddly warm bed, she had to be thrown in a tent, a very odd-looking toilet seat that was all covered. By the way, though, can I just say that would be a perk? I don't think I've ever sat on any toilet that clean, not even in my own house. So, I mean, I would really love to rest my tushy on a toilet seat that clean. But I get it. You know, it's not very cuddly, and it probably wasn't warm. You know, some of the rich people get warm toilet seats nowadays. Gosh, I can only hope. So she was stuck in a tent in New Jersey. This was just, you know, hours after Chris Christie and officials in New York said, look, we're going to be doing mandatory quarantines. So she threatens to sue. Her attorney comes out. This is against civil rights. He's like, okay, fine, go back to Maine. You want to go back to Maine? Go back to Maine and do your quarantine there. So she goes back to Maine, and now, you know, she's yelling up a storm in Maine. Now, I mean, does she have a right? Okay, are we holding her, you know, in jailing her, imprisoning her, and is this against her rights? She doesn't have any symptoms. You know, I mean, I can understand quarantining a sick person, but she, you know, she doesn't have symptoms. And now she's threatening to sue again. Maine State Police were stationed outside the home. Okay, and now Governor Paul LePage is seeking legal authority to force unwilling healthcare workers to remain quarantined for 21 days. Now, the reason why this is such a complicated issue is we have the Dr. Chapman, the New York doctor, that came back and got through some sort of a screen, although now we're hearing reports that he had lied to police about where he was. But, you know, he comes through feeling fine. All of a sudden, a few days later, comes down with symptoms, you know, becomes hospitalized. So no one's going to believe you. If you say, look, guys, I'm fine. I am fine. See, this is what would make me nervous. Whenever I'm really, really stressed about something or I'm stressed about getting sick, okay, I can't get sick because I got this big speech I'm giving at the end of the week. I cannot get sick. Don't get sick. Don't say I get sick. And so I would be freaking out that I would get a fever just from all the stress that's going on. But then on the flip side, if a healthcare worker understands what's going on in New York, what happened in Texas, and understands the nature of the virus, should they be more willing to oblige and go, look, guys, I get it. I get it. So is she being a pain in the butt, or does she have every right to say, look, guys, leave me alone. I'm fine. I got things to do. I got to pay my rent. Okay? I can't be locked up in my house. What is going on here? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Over her objectives, Maine health officials have insisted that she stay in her home in Fort Kent for 21 days until the incubation period for Ebola has passed. She says, I don't plan on sticking to the guidelines. This is what she told Matt Lauer. I am not going to sit around and be bullied by politicians and forced to stay in my home when I'm not at risk to the public. So right now, the Maine governor, and I'm sure every other governor is now trying to figure out if this does happen in their state, what do they do? They do, by the way, have, and we talked about the laws, they do have every right to quarantine if they think you're at risk. What makes this so sketchy is she's not currently sick. So we are worried that she may convert because she doesn't know and we don't know and she got through the airplane. And the very, very rigid screen that we've been doing at the airports, now we have somebody hooting and hollering in her house that she doesn't want to be stuck there. I wouldn't want to be stuck in my house either. I mean, for me, if I was in her position, it's very easy for me to say, look, I understand the virus. I'm going to do what's told. I'm kind of a good girl like that. I'll do what's told. Okay, I like to make a lot of beef, but I'll do my beef. You know, and complain and gripe while I'm in my house. I would probably still do the quarantine because I'm really freaked out about what happened with the New York doctor. But does she have a right? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we knew it, and we just didn't want to see this proven, but the study has come out saying rock stars actually do die younger than the rest of us. You look at Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Amy Winehouse, Jim Morrison. Apparently, there's the, well, the 27 Club, that would, they would, I think, what, Julie, did they all die by 27? I don't know, I gotta look up their ages. But researchers looked at 12,665 music industry deaths since 1950 and found that the average male musician lives just into his late 50s, while the average female musician lives only into her early 60s. Now, this is why I don't pursue a singing career. I know a lot of you are like, gosh, oh, you sing so good. Yeah. See, I can do it. I can rock out. I was like, so good. But, you know, I am so worried that I wouldn't live long. And that is why I could have a singing career, like right now. Right now, I would be signed up. Yeah. I'd be totally signed up right now. But it's because I am choosing, you know, telling everybody RCA, whatever. Sorry. Can't do it. You know, I'd love to. I know you guys want me. I know it all make billions, but nah, I want to live longer. The average age of death for American men is 75 and women who are 80 who are not in the industry. The study found that the rates of suicide, homicide, and fatal accidents are all significantly higher among rock stars. Among the 7 decades studied, musicians' lifespans were up to 25 years shorter. Now, why? Stress of touring. Yeah, I know y'all think it's drugs. No, it's really stressful. I mean, look at me, okay? I am a radio personality. Do you know how stressful that is? Everybody wants to be me. Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody wants to be Dr. Dahlia. And it's really, really hard because I need to try to convey to everybody that, you know, being me is not that glamorous. And then I have to maintain in front of all the paparazzi and in front of all the news cameras, you know, that you know, I am a real person. That's a lot of stress. You know, I wonder if they've done a study on radio hosts, people that do talk radio, and how long they live. All right. The other thing also is, as with any, I think, stardom, whatever you did a week ago isn't good enough. You got to top it. You always have to be at the top of your game. You always have to be mentioned in the news. The more you're mentioned, then the more you're on in the news and the more you're talked about. And sometimes a hell of a lot of buzz about you can put you in the, I don't know, Oscar-nominated actress role or actor role or whatever. So there's a lot of pressure. And then once you have a bad week, bad month, it could turn into a bad year. It could turn into a bad decade. And now what do you do? So it's tough. So for those of you thinking about having rock careers, and I'm with you, I know. I mean, you and I are really talented. I would probably say, you know, hold off. Now, a lot of us put our kids in daycare. For those of you joining us, this is Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. They put our kids in daycare. And we think, okay, well, what's going to happen to our kids? Are our kids going to grow up screwy? Or are they going to grow up mean? Are they going to grow up googly-eyed? Well, my kids were in daycare, and they grew up just fine. Yeah, they backtalk, and, you know, they eat a lot, and, you know, they cost me a lot of money in general. And they're messy, and they don't do their laundry. But, you know, I think they turned out okay. Well, a new study is looking at children. When they're placed in child care centers, they develop aggressive behavior. University of Adelaide researchers looked at 3,200 children, looking at times in different child care centers, and they found that they were more likely to be aggressive. They looked at surveys by parents and teachers, looked at the length of time in child care centers, and they found it was directly increased to problem behaviors by the age of 4 or 5. Children who spent more time in family daycare or under the care of nannies did not show increased sign. So I guess this is not like you know how some families, they do like a family type thing where it's family members or whatever. I'll just watch all the kids. I'll just watch all the cousins and watch all the neighbors. That was different. Now, why is that? Well, maybe it's because these kids are now out in the wild. Now you have all sorts of personalities, right? They have to compete for the cookie snack or the animal cracker snack. They have to compete for the red crayon. Remember, there was always some little witch that would take the red or the pink crayon. And I'm like, look, okay, you know, I'm trying to draw a heart. Use the brown one. No, I'm drawing a heart. I can't use a brown one. It'll look like poo-poo. Well, I got the red crayon. Like, but I mean, can I borrow it? Can we maybe share? Can we maybe, you know, can we share? I'm not a socialist. I'm not asking you to. They're not, you know, you're only three. I'm not asking you to become socialist or communist for that matter. I just ask it to share. I want to just draw a heart. I'll give it right back. No, because you're going to break the crayon and then I can't use it. No, I really have good dexterity. I have full manipulation of all my fingers. I think I could hold the crayon. You could color it. Will you color my heart so it's red? It's from my mom. You know, I haven't seen my mom in ages. I just want, you know, my mom to have some. You know, she's not feeling good. You know, was at the doctor's office, had a surgery, just want to give her, no, leave me alone! Well, no, I have a heart, I just want to, she won't leave me alone, teacher, she won't leave, Dolly, oh God, what? Dolly, come sit in the corner, no, I want it with a red crayon! Remember that? Oh my gosh, it was miserable. Miserable. University of Adelaide PhD student Angela Gialmas says children who spent time in child care centers were more likely to be restless, easily distracted, and aggressive towards others. All right. And those were less likely to be anxious or depressed if they didn't have to be in child care. Child care is, it really, really, I mean, look at school. I remember in medical school. Medical school, you would think, okay, medical school was stressful because of the medicine. Oh, no, it wasn't. Oh, no. Medical school was very, very tough because of my students, you know? Dr. Smith, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you please explain to us the different levels of epithelium and what is permeable in each? What? Dahlia, really? Dahlia says she wants to handle that. If you want to go. What? I didn't say anything. I swear. I didn't. Yes. No, I did say. Oh, God, no. Layer number one. Oh, gosh. Why is this happening to me? Right? And, you know, Dr. Smith over there, you know, the student Smith over there is all giggling. I'm like, you son of a, you know. It was very, very tough. Children who spent more time in family daycare or under the care of nannies did not show increased signs of patient behaviors. More than 75% of children surveyed had spent regular time in the care of someone, blah, 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 blah. Okay, another thing that was really, really stressful, even back in high school, was the note-taking, right? Remember we had to take notes? Okay, so you really wouldn't pay attention. You wouldn't really pay attention throughout most of the class, and all of a sudden, you hear somebody raise their hand when the teacher's talking, going, is this going to be on the test? And the teacher goes, of course. Now, of course means, oh, crap. Over the last, 45 minutes, this stuff was, so now you're, like, scrambling. I'm like, hold on. I want to take notes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Teacher, hold on. This is really good. Oh, my gosh, guys. I need a pen. My pencil won't work. Don't start. I need to take notes. Guys, we've got to take notes on this. Please don't start. Please don't start lecturing. Please. Just hold on. Let me find a pen. Let me find a piece of paper. I got this. Oh, crap. My pencil broke. Oh, my gosh. Please don't start. I got to take this down. You know what a power trip that must have been for your high school teachers or your professors when it came to this? You're like, oh, my gosh, what you are about to say, I am going to ascribe, you know, like the Lord is speaking or Moses or Jesus is taught. I have to be the scribe. Just everybody, I need to write this down. Please. You know, and then finally the teacher's like, I got to move on. I'm like, oh, God, don't. No, I don't have a pencil. No. go to the corner, Dolly. Again, I've been going to the corner for 18 years. So, very stressful time. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. More stressful news coming up.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I didn't realize anyone listens to the show. I don't, and I'm really glad you do. I was being asked. I'm going to be interviewed by a media source because I guess word got out that I'm very, very open about things, and I'm not the typical doctor, and that's really cool. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not the typical doctor, as you can tell. Okay. You know, I was in the top 99% of my class, and most doctors are usually in the top 5% of their class that you see. So, you know, I am. I'm a little atypical, but I guess rumor has it that I'm, you know, very open about my own medical issues. And doing that makes you guys feel comfortable with some of yours. And so I guess the only latest thing I'm dealing with medically, I didn't really guys want to care if you care, is I was wearing a mini pad the other day. God, I thought I was going to get my period. And hey, apparently you guys, this is why I have the ratings I have. For any of you that have ever worn a mini pad or a maxi pad, sometimes it shifts, and there's like a glue-like substance on the bottom of it for it to stick to the panties. That's why it's called a panty liner. Now, if I ever wear my husband's boxers to work, it would be a boxer liner, but that's very hard because then it really shifts. You really need, there's something about the panties with the elastic in the hourglass crotch area that seems to allow a sanitary napkin or mini pad or whatever to really, really hold. Well, for some reason, I don't understand, but mine shifted. And the glue, it inverted to inside out or upside down. So the glue was attached to me, and all the pad was protecting is against whatever. Now, I didn't need the pad, thank God. Okay, so let's say, you know, because I'm at the point now where I have no idea when the period's coming. But anyway, but now I'm afraid, and I don't know if I should call my dermatologist or my gynecologist, because I'm worried I'm going to develop a rash from the glue of the mini pad sticky. Now, I know if I call my gynecologist, she's probably not going to be available, on purpose or not on purpose. If I call my dermatologist who's a male, he'll just tell me go to the gynecologist. Well, I don't know what to do. So, I'm going to go to the store, and I'm going to get some baby powder. I'm going to make an appointment for the right side for the dermatologist and for the left side for the gynecologist. And I figured this way, I have all my bases covered. And that's one of the medical issues I'm dealing with. See? I have no problem opening up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC. DAI. Hey, it happens to all of us. No, don't be sitting there on your high horse. It happens to all of us. Okay. Next. No, never scratch. You never scratch. You can put ice or like cool water. Yeah, don't scratch. 700-year-old viruses found in ancient reindeer poop. Scientists have discovered two viruses that were preserved for 700 years in frozen reindeer poop collected from northern Canada. Now, northern Canada is very close to where Santa Claus lives, right? Near the North Pole. One of the viruses had probably infected plant material that passed away through the animal's digestive system, or the other might have eaten maybe infected insects that might have swarmed around the reindeer, also known as caribou. We call them reindeer, but they're called caribou. You guys understand why Rudolph's nose was red. No, it wasn't diabetes or over-drinking. He had the rhinovirus, and it was a cold. And so this really makes perfect sense that they would find viruses in reindeer's poop. The plant-infecting virus was in good shape that the scientists were able to make a copy of it and then use that to infect a modern-day plant. The modern-day plant wanted nothing of the sort, but it couldn't move or do anything. Neither virus posed danger to humans, but these rare ancient bits of viral material could provide clues to how viruses have evolved over time. That's what I've been dying to know. I'm actually more interested in Santa and reindeer and you know, is he still living up there? Am I going to get any gifts? I haven't been a bad girl at all this year. I've been pretty damn good. There was a paper describing the ranger poop. Apparently the scientists really got elbow deep into the poop to study it. They say only a handful of ancient DNA and RNA viruses have been found that were preserved well enough to read their genetic code. In the case of the two viruses described in the paper, the intact state of the viral material was due to a specific mix. I mean, the stars had to completely align a specific mix of the environmental conditions and the animal behavior. Okay, so each summer, the reindeer of Northern California, or Northern Canada, I'm sorry, Canada, are play. I don't know, maybe, I mean, I doubt Santa Claus lives in California because the tax system is too high. Canada is probably cheaper than California. I bet. Each summer, the reindeer of Northern California are plagued by swarms of biting insects. To escape their attackers, they poop. And they cool off from the heat. They go into little frozen patches where the ice never melts. Ice cores pulled from these patches showed that the reindeer had been using them for retreats and latrines. A latrine is another nice word for toilet. So they think this is a very, really cool ecological phenomenon. I think it's pretty cool. Now, the reindeer, they say, are constantly defecating onto the ice. You all thought you had to worry about yellow snow. And the biological material then gets into the ice. It gets preserved nicely so that they could carbon date it to precise years. I'm going to do that. I would really love somebody thousands of years from now to look at my poop. I think I would really like to fossilize my poop. Why not? You know, remember in preschool we had to do handprints, right? You know, we did clay handprints, or our parents never handprints. So the lab that Dr. Ng works in specializes in detecting new viruses in animal and humans. He also is a poop specialist, my guess. They were initially hoping to not find poop. They were hoping to find viruses that infected the caribous themselves. Instead, they had to do a taste test, and they had to, they didn't do a taste test. Okay, can we move on? The researchers also report that while they found fragments of carbon DNA in the feces, it was not as well preserved as the two viruses. It kind of tasted stale. I've never eaten caribou, I don't think. I'd have to ask my husband or one of my boyfriends. See, you know, that's got to be probably the hardest thing for my husband. I'll argue with them, say, no, you told me to do this with my truck. You told me to do this with the car. You told me to do this. He goes, no, I didn't. And I go, yes, you did. We were at the gas. No. That was someone I was dating. I'm sorry. Never mind. It was before you. And he hates it when I quote ex-boyfriends. Hates it. And I don't mean to. It's just like, for example, you know, I'll get my gas. I'll put the gas in, and I will not tighten the gas tank super tight, because one of my boyfriends years ago told me don't do that. You don't want it super duper tight. You want to make sure it's a little bit loose so you can open it. I forgot, I don't know, he threatened combustion or something would happen. I don't know. So here I am, and my husband, no, because Dirk said this. He's like, I don't give a damn what Dirk said. What else? Oh, yeah. You know when the sun comes down and you have your sun reflector, right, in the car? It's too hard to pull out of the clasp. So one of my boyfriends just said, leave it loose. Put it up and leave it loose so you don't have to sit here and try to rip it down when you're driving and the sun gets in your way. Well, I told my husband, no, you told me to do this. He goes, no, I didn't. So that's really frightening. I don't know. He's not taking all this. I didn't date that many guys. But boy, the funny thing is I remember more about what they said than he does. All right, guys, don't go away. Milk will kill us. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, drinking more than 3 glasses of milk a day can be bad for you. All right? They say a new study suggests certain types of sugars found in milk may increase inflammation and oxidative stress, which can damage body cells. Swedish researchers said their study can't prove a cause and effect. Much more research is needed, but milk may lead to higher causes of death. Now, why do we even recommend milk to begin with? Well, it's free. Right? You know, our moms give it to us when we're babies. Then when we want nothing more to do with our mom, we usually, you know, go to wine or something else. Now, also, you know, milk has calcium. So there's calcium, there's vitamin D, that helps bone strength. We're even finding that calcium even helps weight loss. But there's been some conflicting studies. Okay? Some say it helps prevent heart attack and strokes. Some say the opposite. So Professor Carl Mikkelsen of Uppsala University in Sweden led a team to investigate whether the mechanism for potential harm was because of the sugars galactose and lactose found in high levels of the milk. All right? And they compared that with low, you know, levels of other things. And they found in animal studies it caused cell damage, impaired immunity, and premature aging. They said two large groups of 61,000 women and 45,000 men in Sweden completed food frequency questionnaires like that, you know, with 96 common foods like milk and yogurt and cheese. They watched the women for an average of 20 years, at which time 15,500 had died, 17,000 had a fracture, of which 4,200 had a hip fracture. Women drinking more milk, it did not cut the risk of broken bones. According to the study, women who drank more than 3 glasses a day had almost double the risk of death than women who drank less than 1 glass a day. I do not like milk. I can't stand it. I just can't. I mean, I could get some chocolate milk in me, but that's about it. Men were tracked for an average of 11 years, during which 10,000 died, 5,000 had a fracture, 1,100 of which were hip fracture cases. Men who also drank more milk had a higher risk of death. But much lower than women. They looked at blood tests and urine tests, found higher milk intake was linked to increased biomarkers of oxidative stress and inflammation. I know a lot of you think, well, maybe it's the cholesterol. Maybe it's the fats. No, it wasn't. All right? When you looked at dairy products like yogurt and cheese with lower lactose content, you found lower death rates and fewer fractures. Now, I could eat cheese. Yogurt, no. Unless it's like frozen yogurt, I could put a lot of toppings on it, you know? But I could eat cheese. Professor Mikkelsen said the study design meant lactose and galactose could not be definitely implicated, but we should cautiously interpret these results. Are you guys interpreting this cautiously? All right. When a scientist tells you to be cautious and to interpret any data cautiously, I really hope you are taking heed, you know, because I know there's some of you out there listening to the show that is going to haphazardly interpret this data that I'm giving you. But you need to cautiously interpret this data. Milk and dairy products provide 50 to 60% of the calcium in our diet. Low calcium intake is a risk factor for osteoporosis. But now they're saying it didn't matter. The bones broke anyway. So, I don't know. Talk to your doctor. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And remember, all right, proceed cautiously. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Oh, boy, we got a lot of... Okay, here we go. Scientists discovered a blood test that may predict Alzheimer's 20 years before the disease even starts. This was researchers carried out by the University of Melbourne, and we don't have to be cautious. The blood test has a 91% accuracy, according to Mail Online, in predicting Alzheimer's. Be careful. Be careful now. A trial group resulted in 1 of 5 participants being positive for the disease. Even though they had no signs of memory loss, the test could be available within 5 years after more research is done, but be cautious. All right, let me see. What did they do? I am looking at the test. I'm very cautiously proceeding through this article. They say the blood test has 91% accuracy. It could be available within 5 years. I already read that. Further out. Okay. Oh, okay. It was carried out where? Now, a lot of you guys want to know where this was carried out. The Department of Biochemistry, Molecular, and Cell Biology, Bio 21 Institute. Okay? And they really aren't giving us any scoop. They're just saying the gosh darn same thing throughout the article. We wanted to develop a blood test to be used as a pre-screen to identify patients who needed a brain scan. And those, it was unnecessary to do a brain scan. So now there's a more accurate method. I'd like to know what they're doing. They're just talking about the blood test. They're not telling what it is. Okay, that was a real downer. Don't get us all excited. We very cautiously entered this, and then they don't even tell us what the hell the study was about? 1-877, I'm really, like, having a big, deep problem here. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right. Can you pop a Tylenol, and will that help you with anxiety? Apparently, there was a study done at the University of Kentucky. And even though we use acetaminophen, or in Europe it's called paracetamol, for headache, they think it could also help mental discomfort. And if pain and mental anguish overlap, if you take something for pain, will that decrease psychological pain, and then will you feel better? So researchers gave volunteers, hold on a second, there's a lot of noise in the studio. Can we please lower the noise in the studio, please? Jeez. No noise in the studio. Okay, the U.S. Tread cautiously. U.S. researchers gave volunteers either two Tylenols or two placebo pills. Half an hour later, after the Tylenol would have had time to ask, to act, they came and they chose between two puzzles they wanted to do. Normally, after being two equally attractive things, kind of rationalize the decision. But the volunteers were able to reject the puzzle that was, I guess, less harshly. I don't really understand. I expect them to say that these people, decide to throw a party. I don't really care about puzzles. The University of Kentucky scientists said this suggests that they found the initial decision less painful. Oh, maybe it's because they don't like to do puzzles. I can't stand doing puzzles. If you tell me to sit down and do a puzzle, and then you throw 1,000 pieces at me, I am going to throw each of those 1,000 pieces back. In the second experiment, the participants were given a mug and were told either that they could keep the mug or that the mug belonged to the university. They were then told they could sell the mug and asked how much they would charge. Those who owned the mug, I guess it was clean, were expected to value it more highly, as we tend to sell our possessions painful. When these people popped the Tylenol, they set lower prices. And that is the crux of the study of Tylenol and anxiety. It's what you would sell your mug for. They say when people make decisions, they sometimes use words related to physical pain. People might say it hurt to sell their home, that they were crushed when they decided to withdraw money from their retirement account. So, if you, I guess, pop a Tylenol before you withdraw from your retirement account or sell your home, I guess maybe that makes it easier. Okay, again, with this study, you need to very, very cautiously interpret the results. Chronic fatigue. Chronic fatigue. Apparently, researchers have used a imaging study and they found differences in our brains. Well, of course, we're tired. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life.
Visit marchofdimes.org.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.